will be made by Daniel Kitzler, also known in the, as Düsentrieb. He's a student of computer science at the University of Leipzig, and he has an idea to make a connection between the Rorschach program at the university and Wikipedia, but now he will talk about what type of metadata we can get out of the Wikipedia now. Please.
Thank you. Good morning, first of all. I would like to talk about how we can extract data, metadata from the existing articles in the Wikipedia, how we can get semantic relations between the articles, between topics, out of the data we have now without having to enter anything new by hand. The idea, like everyone else, I fight with this thing. Okay, now. The idea is to apply simple data mining techniques to the existing data set, basically to get from unstructured human readable data to much more structured and semantically enriched data that can be interpreted and processed by computers and could be expressed in RDF, for example. In the work I'm doing, I'm trying to avoid natural language processing, which means, well, natural language processing would mean to try to analyze sentence structures and things like that, which works, well, there are techniques that work more or less, but it's very complicated, it's very computational intensive, and you would have to implement this for every language independently, so I'm trying to avoid this, and I try to work on the more structured data that exists, like, for instance, categorization and link structure. Okay. So, the idea is to build a database of relations between terms, words, and of relations between topics or concepts. Relations between words are things like synonyms or homonyms or grammatical forms or translations, whereas relations on the semantic level between concepts, that we deal with, well, relations like instance of, well, I am, for instance, an instance of the class person or whatever, so that we can have connections that actually express something about the real world. This can also be thought of as properties of things. Like, well, if we again take the example of a person, the date of birth or the nationality would be properties, which could also be thought of as a relation to, well, a relation between the person and the date, or a relation between a person and a country, and so on. All this basically means building an ontology from the existing data set more or less automatically. One step in this is classifying pages and processing pages differently depending on the type that has been determined. Very simple classifications would, for instance, be disambiguation pages, which you probably know if you have worked with the Wikipedia. A disambiguation page basically gives us a list of homonyms. Homonyms are different things that share the same name. So, I don't know a good example in English right now, but you quite often have the problem that the same term refers to different things, and that's exactly the case when you would use a disambiguation page, and we can use this information in a dictionary-like database. The opposite case would be redirect, when you have different terms or names for the same thing. And redirects could be used directly to build sets of synonyms to be used in a dictionary. Another very simple type of analysis is looking at existing templates. Templates that are in a page may tell us what the page is about, may indicate an instance of relationship. Like, for example, if a page contains a town box template, we know that this article is about the town, and so we know that the title of the article is actually a name of a town. Going further, we can look at the parameters of templates and use them to extract properties directly. Like, for instance, the number of people that live in the town, the size of the town, what country it is in, and, I don't know, geographic coordinates, things like that. And that data like that could be extracted directly into the database. I don't know, the Wikidata people, I think, I don't know too much about what they are doing, but I think they pretty much want to do very specialized magic templates for entering data about people or about towns or whatever, and extract this data into specialized databases, whereas I believe that a more general ontological database could also very much benefit from this type of analysis. Okay, we can go on to analyze the link structure itself. Typed links, as presented in the previous talk, would actually help very much with this, obviously. But we can already work with what is there right now and can infer certain information from that. One very simple but important thing is the interwiki links. Interwiki links give us a very good source of translations of a term. And it gives us a way of knowing translations without the common problem of homonyms and synonyms that are present in many dictionary databases and word lists, because an article in a Wikipedia is ideally not associated with a word, but with a meaning of a word, with a concept. So interwiki links actually link concepts, not words. This makes it much easier. Another thing is the link texts may aid us in finding synonyms, in finding grammatical forms, or finding abbreviations that are commonly used to refer to a concept. Well, yes, categories are another thing, but I'm going to talk about this later. Categories are a little bit problematic because they are very unspecific. Once we have an ontology-like system in place, I would even propose to drop the concept of categories, or at least limits its use. Well, yeah, we have heard about typed links. A classical way of data mining is the analysis of collocations and clustering. It is quite easy by very simple statistical methods to find out which articles belong into a group, into a thematic group, like a category, for instance. This may seem redundant to what we are doing by hand, by categorizing articles, but it may help, for instance, to it may help people to categorize articles or images or whatever by looking at what they link to. If an article is very strongly linked to other articles that are in a certain field of research, it is likely that the article itself is in the same field of research. So this type of analysis actually works already quite well with very small data sets. And well, if you like, I can show you an example at the end. Not sure if that is that interesting, but I found it very inspiring. Oh yeah, it is very important to know that data gathered by automatic analysis like this can be erroneous. Those algorithms are basically heuristics, and they make mistakes, and we cannot be sure that the result is correct. So we should try to record a confidence level of the relations we derive, so that we can say, okay, if the article contains a town box, it's nearly 100% chance that it is a town. But if, for instance, an article is in the category school book, it is not certain that it is a book. It may be a book author or, I don't know, a publishing house that deals with school books or something like that. An article in the category Germany is not necessarily something that is inside Germany. It may be something about Germany or things like that. So recording a confidence level or a level of uncertainty is very important when using automated techniques to generate this type of data. So what can we use this data for? The previous speaker has already given you a pretty good overview. We can basically use two types of data we can generate in this way. On the one hand, the more semantical things in ontologies, which can be used for automated reasoning, for expert systems, for categorizing, for things that deal with content, with representing the actual word. On the other hand, we have dictionary-like information, like synonyms, homonyms, translations, grammatical forms, and all that. This could be, for instance, used to translate category names in the commons, which is supposed to be a multilingual project, but if you want to navigate it right now, you would have to know English, because otherwise you won't find thing. If we had a centralized database of translations, it would become much more easy to offer multilingual search, multilingual categorization, and things like that. The data gathered may be used to generate entries to dictionaries, for instance, especially the proposed Ultimate Dictionary, which we will hear more about tomorrow. I already told you about the other points on this sheet. Okay. What now? Last but not least, I want to talk about some problems with this approach. One thing is that the wiki syntax is relatively easy to learn for people, but the details are rather hard to parse for a computer system. Everyone who has ever looked at the parser code of MediaWiki knows that it's quite a mess. And if one wants to analyze the actual content of an article, one would either have to use that parser and change it. And it's written in PHP, which isn't a very good language for doing this kind of work, or would have to re-implement it. And that's a real problem. It would be much better to work on an XML representation of the textual content or another easy-to-parse representation. The next thing is that database dumps of the major Wikipedias are very big. If you want to work on them and apply the techniques I just presented to them, you need a very big box or even multiple big boxes. My computer already starts melting if I only try to import the databases of the German Wikipedia. I don't have a chance to really work on big data sets that way. One thing is to work on link structure only, which makes things a little bit better, but we then also have to leave out a lot of information that is contained in the in the article text. If you would want to do a full analysis, the algorithms become very complex, and complex in the scientific meaning of the word, meaning that it would take very long to execute. It's for instance, if the size of the data set doubles, I would say that the time needed to analyze the data is about 4 times. A solution is to use heuristics and to do rough estimates and simply to ignore things that are too complicated and to just deal with uncertainty and errors by recording them and taking them into account explicitly. The last point is that the categories we have right now are, well, they help somewhat, but are not as helpful as they could be for this type of analysis, because they are used with very different semantics and with mixed semantics. It is very unclear what it means if an article is in a certain category. All we can say, it is somehow related, but what this relation is depends very much on the field. It may mean that something, well, it may be a subclass relation, it may be an instance relation, it may be a geographic relation, as a town is in a specific country. It may be just related to a certain field of research. So it is not very clear for an automated analysis what being in a category really means. The type links suggested before would be a much better tool for this. Okay, that's pretty much it. What I wanted to present in the outlook is very much what the other speakers here have talked about. Type links, as I said, so-called magic templates for entering metadata, like Townbox and things like that, an RDF interface for representing existing data to be able to analyze it more easily, and also for representing the result of such an analysis, using an XML syntax to represent the full text of articles, because it is much easier to parse than the wiki text that we have right now, which gets quite complicated, especially involving things like image links and tables and stuff like that. One thing I would really like to propose, I'm not sure if it is possible, is to actually have a centralized database for the semantic relations and the dictionary-related information. It's kind of like taking the idea of the ultimate dictionary one step further and using the same database to also store semantic relations and universal ontology, basically. That's the idea, which would allow us to do a centralized search over all projects in multiple languages, which could automate or at least aid in creating interwiki connections. The interwiki method we have right now is very redundant and takes a lot of work to maintain, which is not very, well, not very intelligent. And it would help to create better categorizations or to find ways to structure data in a better way than using categories. Okay. That's, well, I will show this later if someone is interested. It's probably not very, very enlightening right now. Okay, that's about it from my side. It says just ask. That's probably better done after the last speaker has finished. Thank you.